meeting around the table. Now, we meet around the table, the communion table, in many of our services. But it's not just that. When you think about family, a lot of family life happens around the dinner table or the lunch table, maybe Sunday lunch when people gather together. So we thought that was quite a good picture to help us think. Today, we're thinking about devotion and what we can learn from the early Christian church, people who'd known Jesus and were following his instructions. But first of all, I want us just to register that God is absolutely devoted to us. We sang a song in a few minutes ago where we said, he took my sin and my sorrows, he made them his very own. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for us. He died because he loved us so much, he was willing to take any punishment, to go as low as he needed to go, to be lower than the lowest person, so that he could lift us up into God's presence. So any devotion that we might show is in response to that. Well, I was thinking about devotion a bit, and I was thinking of examples of devotion. The first one that came to my mind was this little chap, Greyfriars Bobby. I wonder if you've heard of Greyfriars Bobby. Somebody wrote a rather lovely book about him. Bobby was a little Skye Terrier, apparently, in Victorian times. And his master was a night watchman for the city police in Edinburgh. And when his master died and was buried, Bobby was so devoted that he went and sat on his grave every day for 14 years until he died himself. And then apparently they buried this little dog in the churchyard close to his master. It's quite a touching story of devotion. If you look into it a bit further, there are a few more cynical suggestions that perhaps the shopkeepers who lived nearby rather liked the fact that people came to see little Bobby. And there may even have been more than one little Bobby. He did apparently live quite a long time. But anyway, we think of that, a dog's devotion to his master. And that might be for all sorts of reasons. It might be because they like food. I'm a cat lover. I'm a little cynical here. But that idea of devotion, a focus on a single person, unwavering. What other things have we seen that show devotion? Well, this week there have been two rather lovely stories on the internet. This one was on the BBC website yesterday. This chap is Ian Kerr Bonner. He's 94. He was a pilot in World War II. And recently, I think, he's broken both his hips. He lives in Pembrokeshire in Wales. But he has a really good friend. He had a really good friend, Des Page. And Des had flown with him in the war. And as he said, we both cared. We both cared for the other. And so when Des died earlier this month, Ian wanted to go to his funeral. But with two broken hips, to travel from Pembrokeshire to Kent, where the funeral was taking place, was an impossible journey. But he was so determined to get there that he arranged for a helicopter to come and pick him up. You can see this if you look online, and he talks about being fed into this helicopter. They have to kind of squeeze him in really carefully so that they don't hurt him anymore, so that he could get to that funeral. He said, I said I'd go to his funeral, and I did. Now that to me is real devotion. Devotion of a friend who's going to put themselves out for their friend. It was important to him. That was a significant relationship in his life. There's been another one. I don't know if you've seen this one. This is a dad called Michael Hicks who lives in Kent. Kent is obviously the in place for devotion at the moment. And his daughter Amelia was taking part in a little dance show. They'd been practicing for months. And as Amelia and her three little friends come onto the stage in their tutus and with their little wands, she is paralyzed with stage fright. And the music starts and all the other little girls are doing their little twirls. And she is just standing there. And her father rushes onto the stage, picks her up and joins in. It's a really lovely video. If you want to find it, it's a really lovely video. That's the devotion of a father. He, when he sees his daughter upset, longs to make things better, is willing to make a sacrifice. He didn't quite look the part. But you know, the effect of that, the understanding from the audience of why he would do that, and that connection with the devotion is really quite special. Well, we've heard this morning as well about somebody else who was very devoted, someone who was devoted to God, devoted to the king who he served, but above that, devoted to God. And that was Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den because he refused to abandon God. He refused to not talk to his heavenly father who he loved. And it had an amazing result. His actions demonstrated his beliefs. So what about us today? How can we show devotion to Jesus and to each other as we think about this community to which we belong? How will Jet and Astrid learn and grow in their Christian lives? What sort of things do we need to do? Well, let's look at that passage again. It said, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, that doesn't show very well, it says eating together, and to prayer. They prayed for one another and for their world. And it went on to say they gave to the needy. Anyone who had need, the early Christians would sell whatever they had for one another and for those they saw who needed help. And they praised God together. Now, all of those things we can do. When we gather on a Sunday morning, we, I hope, listen to teaching about God. We share fellowship. We join together in singing and praising. We pray together. We eat together sometimes. It's always great to do that. We have opportunities to give to the needy in lots of different ways. Some of the organizations that we support are working specifically with needy people. And we can do that as individuals as well, can't we, when we see people in need. And praising God together. Those are all good things to do. So what happened when those early Christians did that? What happened? What happened when Daniel showed his devotion? I wonder if anyone can tell me. What happened at the very end of that sketch? When Daniel came out of the lion's den and the king saw, any of the children still awake? Any of the children still with us? Any of the children still with us? If you're a child, put your hand up. Yeah, no, I've lost them all. Okay. What did the king do when he saw that Daniel had looked after, that God had looked after Daniel? Please. Yes. Perfect, thank you. He made a new law and said everyone's got to worship God. I've seen that this God looks after those who love him. And he said, you need to come and join in with this. And for the early disciples, what happened for those early Christians, God added to their numbers because of the way they lived. What they did demonstrated their faith, demonstrated their devotion. And so if we want our church to be living and lively, healthy and growing, we need to devote ourselves. We need to show that kind of concentration and love for one another and for others so that other people can see Jesus in us.